Okay, is everybody ready? Okay, so let's begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our Lady, Queen of all Saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So we're continuing. This is part three, and you got the best part, because one and two is volume one through volume 10, how to do the will of God. Volume 11 through volume 19 is how to live in the will of God, which no saint had, and it's glorious. And now part three is basically to receive the divine inheritance of the Father, and that's what Adam had before the fall. And this is, it's always the best, the third part. All parts are great, but I just love this, the third part, because the Lord just keeps on telling Louisa over and over again, this new and divine way of holiness that's coming to all the world, is for us. So we're going to start today with volume 20, 11, 6, 19, 26. And Jesus says to Louisa, "My daughter, courage." So these are the words of Pope Benedict. When Pope Benedict became Pope, he said, "You must have courage in these times." John Paul II, when he was elected Pope, he said, "Do not be afraid." So these two things, do not be afraid and have courage, are very, very essential to live in the divine will. We're going to go through some very hard times. And Jesus tells Louisa, he says, basically, it's going to be a tough time, a real tough time. But he always talks about the kingdom. See, if we're with remember Peter when he was walking down the water, he said to Jesus, "If you are the Messiah, command me to come to you." And Jesus said, "Come." He gets out of the boat and Peter walks on the water. Now, that's not, humans don't do that. But what we've learned is the command prayer. When we say to the Lord, "Take my prayer and make it your command," God goes, "Good, I'll take care of it." That's why he said to his apostles, "Ask, believe that you have received it, and it is yours." This trust in Jesus, this belief in Jesus, is going to be very, very important as time goes on. So what Jesus is looking for in us is to be like Peter, to trust in the Lord, to believe in the Lord, to hope in the Lord, to have confidence in the Lord. And then what happened with Peter, he gets out of the water and he gets out of the boat and he walks on water. And then the waves are around him. And he gets distracted by the terrible plight that he's in. He's walking on water and the waves are higher than him. And he panics and he cries out to the Lord, "You know, save me." And the Lord grabs him by the arm, pulls him up. And he doesn't go, "Good job, Pete. You went 20 feet and then you sank." He says, "Why did you fail? Why did you falter? Where is your faith?" And that's what the Lord wants to show us. Where is our faith? See, Peter stopped focusing on Jesus. And once you stop focusing on Jesus and are aware of the trauma, the trial that's around us, you're going to sink. There's no doubt. And we're going to see some pretty tough things happening. And it's nothing to be afraid of. You have to have courage. Jesus predestined you to live at this time. He knew from the beginning of time that the end of times, that doesn't mean the end of the world. These end of times are a new and divine way of holiness that's coming to the world, which is really not new. It's what God gave to Adam in the beginning. So Jesus is saying, "My daughter, courage. Let me finish manifesting to you what is necessary regarding the kingdom of my divine will." So everything that Jesus taught Louisa, she put down on paper. These manifestations, these truths, these lessons are so important for us today. We're not learning about dogma and doctrine. Nobody's teaching it. There's really been a void for the last 60 years. And you've seen the church just shrink down to nothing. This is part of God's plan. This isn't happening by chance. God is saying to each and every one of us, "What do you want?" The fastest growing religion in the United States is Satanism. God is saying, "What do you want?" Jesus said to Louisa, "I have to release all the demons." And Louisa said, "You're the Son of God. You don't have to do this." But Jesus says to us, "What do you want?" And Jesus says to Louisa, I have to release the demons because this is what humanity wants. Let's just think about the end of this month. How many people are going to put death on their door October 31st? How many people are going to have ghosts and goblins and demons and witches and warlocks? It's not about life. These skeletons that are all around, it's about death. That's the evil one. What do? We have pictures of Jesus and Mary. We have now Louisa. We have this new and divine way of holiness that's coming to all the world. We have the holy sacrifice of the Mass. We have our Blessed Mother. We have the rosary. We have the scapular. Jesus said to Louisa, I give to my children this new and divine way of holiness. I give to my children the medicines that are needed through the sacraments and sacramentals. So Jesus says to us, courage. Let me finish manifesting to you what is necessary. What is necessary for us regarding the kingdom of my divine will, so that nothing may be lacking in order to form it in the midst of the human family, in the midst of your families. Everything is going to happen for the good. It's going to look tough, but Jesus said it'll be like the time of giving birth, the long months of pregnancy, and then finally the end. What happens? The pains are more intense, the pains are more frequent, until what? The birth. What is coming is the kingdom, the fulfillment of the Our Father. So he says, after I have completed everything, you got to remember, everything's going to be completed. I shall quickly bring you to our fatherland. Okay, the kingdom is coming on earth as it is in heaven. Now think about that. When the kingdom of God comes on earth as it is in heaven, the devil who's been banished from heaven will be banished from earth. So we look at what's coming, the kingdom. What does that mean? When the devil's gone, there'll be no more tears, no more sorrow, no more sadness, no more sin, no more death. That's what's coming. The kingdom is coming. That the fatherland is coming to us. Jesus said to Louisa, when you read the three appeals, he says, I know how you live, and I don't want you to live like this. Well, how do we live? With worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. We feed these demons of worry. Oh, Father, you don't understand. I got to worry about my family. Well, what you're saying to Jesus Christ is, I don't trust you. I've got to get a heart attack. I've got to get a stroke. I've got to have an ulcer because you're not a good God. It's insulting to Jesus Christ. We trust in him. We believe in him. We hope in him. We have confidence in him. What did Jesus say to St. Faustina? The last thing he said, the final devotion that I give to my church before I return is divine mercy. Jesus, I trust in you. If you're praying it every day at 3 o'clock, good. You're going to be rewarded because your trust in God is going to get greater. It doesn't matter what's going to happen out there, the waves. Jesus is going to complete everything. And this is what he says. Do you think that you shall see the full triumph of the kingdom of the eternal fiat before coming to heaven? Louisa, it is from heaven that you will see its full triumph. It shall happen to you as it happened to me with the kingdom of redemption. Jesus did everything that was needed. I formed the foundations. I gave the laws and the counsels that were needed. I instituted the sacraments. I left the gospel as the norm of their life. I suffered unheard of pains unto death. But while being on earth, I saw little or almost nothing of the fruits of the carrying out of redemption. After I had done everything, Jesus says, I had and nothing left to do. I entrusted everything to the apostles that they might be the criers of the kingdom of my fiat, the proclaimers of the kingdom, for the fruits of the works that I did for the kingdom of redemption, that they might come out. Jesus has done this. And Jesus is doing this now with the divine will. So he says this, the same thing shall happen for the kingdom of the supreme fiat. We shall do it together, my daughter. Your pains, your long sacrifices, your incessant prayers that my kingdom may come soon, and my manifestations to you, Louisa, about it, I, God, shall unite everything together with me, and I, God, shall form the foundations. God is doing this. All that he's asking of us to do is to understand that you've gone through pains, you've gone through sacrifices, you've gone through prayers, but now God's given you the manifestations of the kingdom. And as you read the book of heaven, everything goes off your back like a water off a duck's back. There's going to be no more worries, no more fears, no more anxieties, no more complaints, no more negativities, to the point of no more sin. That's not here yet. We go to confession each week. But God is going to take care of this. It's a new and divine way of holiness that's coming upon the earth. I was sitting 30 feet from Pope John Paul II when he said that. He said it at the canonization of St. Honorable de Francia. That's Luisa's spiritual director. And he said it. We are going to now enter a new and divine way of holiness. He said this on May 16th, 2004, I think it was 2004. So what does that mean? A new beginning is happening for the world, but Jesus is separating everybody. It's the time of separation. Either we're with Jesus or we're not. If we're with Jesus, there's nothing to worry about. Jesus said to us through Luisa, if you do what I want, I'll do what you want. So what does he want us to do? He wants us to begin to live heaven on earth. So he says this, I shall unite everything together with me, and I shall form the foundations. And once I, God, have completed everything, I shall entrust my kingdom to my priests. Jesus says to Luisa, I'm going to change the priesthood. He says, I'm going to make the priesthood what I wanted it from the beginning. We haven't seen anything yet. The miracle, I said this to my bishop, the miracles that are going to come through the holy priesthood are going to be unheard of prodigies. You think you had a miracle here? Wait till you see what's coming. The miracles that are going to come upon the earth are going to be so powerful that you have never seen them before. The miracles of the saints are little compared to what Jesus says, the miracles that are going to come through Luisa. It's just really amazing. So he says, these priests will be like second apostles of the kingdom of my divine will. They will be the criers of it. They will be the proclaimers of the divine will. And do you think that coming to Father de Francia, this is St. Honorable de Francia, who showed so much interest and who has taken to heart the publications of what regards my will, came by chance? No. I myself disposed it. It is a providential act of the supreme will that wants St. Honorable de Francia as the first apostle of the divine fiat and proclaimer of it. And since he happens to be a founder of the order, and it is easier for him to approach bishops and priests and people, so also it is with his own institution, in order to proclaim the kingdom of my divine will. See, everything is ready. As a matter of fact, St. Honorable de Francia was good friends with St. Pius X. And when St. Pius X heard St. Honorable reading the 24 Hours of the Passion, he said, Father, we must kneel. Jesus is speaking to us. That's a great saint, St. Pius X. Pope Leo XIII gave permission to have Luisa have Holy Mass offered in her room. And then St. Pius X gave Luisa to have Holy Mass offered in her room. And a priest would come every day to her room. I had the blessing of saying numerous Masses in her room to offer Holy Mass. She loved the Holy Mass. She loved the Rosary. And she loved the Book of Heaven. And this is the three things that you're going to discover as you read. Jesus says, this is why I assist St. Honorable de Francia so much. And I give him special light, because in order to understand my divine will, it takes great graces, not little lights, but a sun, S-U-N, to comprehend a divine and holy and eternal will, as well as great disposition on the part of the one to whom this office is entrusted. And then the daily coming of the priest. I myself dispose this, Jesus says, that I might find quickly the first apostles of the fiat of my kingdom, so that they might proclaim what regards my eternal will. Therefore, let me finish first, Jesus says, this book of heaven. And so that after I've completed the book of heaven, I may entrust it to the priests as the new apostles of my divine will. And you shall be able to come to heaven. And you, Luisa, will see from up there the fruits of the longed for kingdom of the eternal fiat. So again, this is what God is going to do. He's going to help us begin to understand. When you first read the book of heaven, it's difficult. Not too difficult. But it's the language of heaven, Jesus says. And with any language, you've got to learn it. You've got to become fluent in it. So the more that you read, the more you're going to understand. Little by little, everything clicks. when you're reading the book of heaven, you might come to a thing, a point where you go, I don't know what this means. Just keep on reading. God is amazing. 3 pages later, 4 pages later, whatever, there's the answer. So God is telling us, don't see, that's why he says, you can't just get discouraged at first. Just keep on reading, keep on studying, and everything. It's this is what it's like. What the saints have taught us is a photograph, black and white. Okay? There's a blue sky, but it looks gray. There's somebody wearing a yellow shirt and it's gray. Somebody has a red shirt on and it's gray. Someone has a blue shirt on and it's gray. In the divine will, God brings us into technicolor, and it's not a photograph. It's 3-dimension. So all of a sudden, as you're reading, what happens is you're going, oh, that's what the saints meant by that. That's red. And you talk to somebody, you know what I just read? I just read that there's red in this saint's life. And they go, what's red? Because we're all colorblind. We haven't entered into this new and divine way of holiness. It's going to all of a sudden you're going to go, oh, there is a blue sky. It's not gray. Oh, there is, you know, a red shirt. There's a green shirt. There's a blue shirt. There's color. That's what the divine will does. As you read, you become spiritually awake to things that you've never seen before. Everybody says, then when you try to explain it to somebody, you'll go, this is yellow. You know, it's gray. This is blue. No, that's gray. This is your orange. No, this is gray. What happens is Jesus is teaching you and you're seeing things from a divine perspective. It's this is our God is so great that he has waited to this time to enter into sanctification. That's what the divine will is. So volume 20, 11, 10, 1926. My daughter, my celestial mama Mary was the first who occupied the first place in heaven as daughter of the supreme volition. Because Our Lady was the first. Our Lady had around herself the place for all the children of the supreme fiat. You know what the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary is? It's we become like her son. Right now, through holy baptism, we are in God's image. When we read the book of heaven, little by little, we enter into the likeness of God. More like Jesus. And this is it. She has around her, us, the place for all the children of the supreme fiat. So around the Queen of Heaven, many empty places can be seen that can be occupied by no one else but Our Lady's copies. You look like your mother. You look like your father. You sound like your father. You laugh like your dad. You walk like your mother. There's no way of getting away. And the same thing for us, where as we get closer and closer to Jesus and Mary, we become her copies. We become Jesus's copy. And since she was the first from the generation of my divine will, the kingdom of the fiat, she shall also be called the kingdom of the Virgin Mary. What we're entering into is so glorious. It's great to be Catholic. It's great to be Catholic. Volume 20, 1:30, 1927. Do you yourself not see how many times you do not have the strength to write? We do not have the strength to read. And you decide not to do it. I haven't got time right today. In order to make you touch with your own hands what it is I, God, who is writing and reading in you, I invest you. I animate you with my own life. I myself writing with you, Louisa, and reading with those who want to read. What I, God, want. See, when you read the book of heaven, everything changes. You become happy. You become peaceful. You become joyful. Why? It's heaven. How many times have you not experienced this? And those who have been reading, you know how happy you are when you read. You go, why am I so happy? Jesus is teaching us how to live heaven on earth. Now, since the age, 2,000 years, this age was to pass before making known the kingdom of the supreme fiat. Okay, so from Adam to Noah was 2,000 years. Jesus is explaining this to us. And these are epics, okay? There was 6 days, and Jesus says there are 6 epics. So the first from Adam to Noah was 6,000 years, and he says, then came the flood to wash the world clean. When you read Genesis 6, it said the sons of God delighted in the daughters of Adam and had children with them, and they were called the Nephilim. And God said, that's it. I got to destroy the world. I've got to get rid of this DNA that's not of me, of God. Then 2,000 years later, Jesus died on the cross. And what happens there? It's Jesus washed the world clean with his precious blood. And now 2,000 years later, where we are right now, this fire that's coming. And the church teaches us this. This fire that's coming is symbolized by the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. If you love Jesus, it will be ecstasy. If you love Mary, it will be ecstasy. If you don't want Jesus and Mary, the fire that's coming, the consuming love of God on the earth through Jesus and Mary, it will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Everybody's got a chance. Nobody, you just keep on praying. Watch what will happen to your family. You might not see it in this life, but you're going to see it. It's going to happen. God is going to answer your prayers. So he says, 2,000 years was to pass before making known the kingdom of the supreme fiat, to allow some time in order to first make known the kingdom of redemption. And now, today is the other one. It's the divine fiat. I, God, decreed not to write at the time that he was on earth, but to write together with you, Louisa. Through you, Louisa, this kingdom would be nearer and also give new surprise to the creatures, that's us, of excess love of the will of God. What it has done, what it has suffered, what it wants to do for the love of humanity. Now, creatura, the word creatura in Puglian, that's where Louisa lived. The dialect says this. The baby falls, hits the ground, bleeding. The person would say, pick up the little creature. So you're not a monster. It's you're the little fallen one who is bleeding and broken. And the parents are going to rescue the child. That's when you hear the word creatura, it's not that you're a creature. It's that you are you're fallen and you're bleeding, and God wants to heal you. After this, Louisa said to him, my love, it seems that more than anything, you love this kingdom of the eternal fiat very much, and you concentrate all your love, all your works, and you almost boast that everything that you have done shall serve this kingdom. If you love it so much, when shall this kingdom come? Why don't you hasten it and make it come sooner? And Jesus added, my daughter, when the knowledges of my divine fiat have done their course, in view of the great good that they contain, goods that no soul creature has sought about until now, that the kingdom of my divine will shall be an outpouring of heaven. The kingdom of my divine will shall be the echo of celestial happiness. The kingdom of my divine will shall be the fullness of the terrestrial goods on earth. So in view of this great good, unanimously, they shall yearn. We're all going to yearn. And they will ask that my kingdom come soon. When we pray the Our Father, it's going to be, may your kingdom come on earth soon, Lord, soon. It's not just going to be a prayer. It's going to be a pleading with Jesus, because he's the one that's pleading. Soon, Lord, soon. And so does the whole creation with its mute language. Mute only in appearance, but inside of all of creation, there is my divine will, asking for its rights with a loud and eloquent voice to be known, to be dominated, to reign over all of humanity. God is going to win. The devil's not going to win. We're on the winning side. And the more that you go to Holy Mass, the more that you pray the Holy Rosary, the more that you wear the scapular, the more you spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament adoring the Lord, the happier you're going to become. Why? Because you're with the God that you love. And the God that you love, who loves you so much, you're with him. And he's going to reward you. He's going to bless you, bless your family. So Jesus says very clearly, asking for its right with loud and eloquent voice to be known and dominate to reign over all. Therefore, one shall be the echo of all. See, God wants us in his will. I'm going to do my will. I got to do it my way. You go to confession. What is your human will? Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. And I don't want to live like this. I want to make a firm purpose of amendment to avoid the near occasions of sin. The priest says, good. Next week, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what. See, we're a fallen, and Jesus wants to heal us. And everything that we pray for is going to be answered. Guaranteed. I mean, if it's not the will of God, it's not going to be answered because God doesn't go against himself. But everything that you pray for, it, with your whole heart, mind, and soul, is going to happen. I remember the first person that was dying, I prayed for that person. And I said to the Lord, you know, heal him completely, heal him completely. And prayed for a good solid month. You know, and then he died. And I said to the Lord, why will you ask, believe that you have received it? Why did he die? And Jesus says, you asked him to be completely healed. He's completely healed. And I went, never thought of that. But God is good. He knows us. He loves us. And he's going to answer our prayers. And wait till you see what he's going to do. So he says, one shall be the echo from one end of the earth to the other. One shall be the sigh. One shall be the prayer. This is the Our Father. That shall be unleashed from all beings. May your kingdom of the supreme fiat come. Then triumphantly, it shall come into the midst of humanity. From here, the necessity of the knowledges. These lessons that Jesus gives us. I love reading the calendar. Every day, Jesus gives me a new surprise. It's beautiful. He's when you're reading, he speaks to each and every one of us in our own way. If you're a doctor, he speaks to you in doctor's terms with the same words. If you're a farmer, he speaks to you with farmer's words in the same words that he says. The word that Jesus speaks, the being the word of God, is, he says, it's infinite. You read that word 100 times, it's 100 times more beautiful. Why? He keeps on expanding our understanding of him, how magnificent he is, how holy he is, how perfect he is. So Jesus says this, these knowledges shall be incitements that whet the appetites of humanity for the tasting of a food so delicious. You know, that's the other thing too. A lot of times when people read the divine will, it's like eating the best candy you've ever had in your life. And it's so delicious. The people that you love, you take this gooey thing out of your mouth and go, you got to taste this. And people go, get away from me. You know, I don't want to do it. But it's so delicious that you want to share this. But when they start reading, they're going to get a different taste than you. And why? Because each person is unique. And this is what God wants. He wants to touch every one of us, our heart, our minds, our souls, to fall in love with him. He's the one we're with for all eternity. And we have to get to know him now. That's why you spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament, to adore him and to love him and to praise him and to thank him and to bless him, to worship him. He's our Savior, our King, our Master, our God. This is the most beautiful time to be alive. The saints, if they were here today, they'd be fighting for this divine will. But they're not here. God saved it for us. See, and that doesn't mean they're bad. Doesn't mean they're no good. It's like Moses. Moses never received the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. Moses never received the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit, the 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit. Moses never received the ontological change that happens at baptism. Was he bad? No, it wasn't time. Now the saints came. It wasn't time for them to have this. See, this new and divine way of holiness that John Paul II says is coming is here for those who want it. And as you read, as you study, as you put this into practice, everything changes. It's great. Jesus says this, tasting the food that's so delicious, they shall feel all the divine will, the yearning to live in a kingdom so happy, so as to free themselves, listen to this, from the tyranny and the slavery in which their own human will has kept them. Blessed be Father, I've sinned. We're going to be freed of that. See, once, when the kingdom comes on earth as it is in heaven, once the devil realized this, he's been banished from heaven, he'll be banished from earth. What does that mean? Scripture says no more tears, no more sorrow, no more sadness, no more sin, no more death. You see what's coming? The saints have been longing for this. This is the life that Adam lost. And now the 6,000 years is over. With this, what did John Paul II do for 27 years? He went all around the world and he said, get ready for the glory of the church, the new springtime of mankind. We're going to see this. We're going to witness this. The glory of the church in the new springtime of mankind. This new and divine way of holiness that's coming to the earth that God has breathed into Adam 6,000 years ago. He's now going to breathe it. That's why with Louisa, there's always the Holy Spirit. She, the second Pentecost that's coming, is going to make the first Pentecost look like a drop in the bucket. The first Pentecost is the first fruits, the strawberries, the rhubarb, the raspberries, the rhubarb, the asparagus, food. We have food. The final harvest is coming. And that's all that's been growing for these last 2,000 years. And now the fruit is here, which Jesus has given us in the divine will. The tyranny and the slavery that our human wills have kept is going to be gone. And as they advance in the knowledge of all the manifestations that I gave to you, Louisa, of all the goods contained in the supreme fiat, then they shall find your norms, Louisa. How you, Louisa, have turned heaven and earth upside down by praying your round every day, everywhere, asking that the kingdom might soon become known. So Jesus is teaching us how Adam prayed. Jesus is teaching us how he prayed, how his mother prayed. Okay, so one of the things that's very important is this. The saints taught us how to pray. Oh, I love the prayers of St. Teresa. I love the prayers of St. Francis. I love the prayers of St. Ignatius. I love the prayers. Jesus is good. You're learning how to do the will of God as the saints. Now I want to show you how to live in the divine will as I and my mother have lived in it. This is what they gave to Louisa. She didn't eat or drink or sleep for 64 years. She was hungry. She was tired. She was sleepy. But she offered it up. God only asked Adam, don't eat of the fruit of the tree. But God had to find a soul who would be obedient to the point of not eating, drinking, or sleeping for 70 years. Who is this Louisa Picaretta? When you get to know her, watch the miracles that are going to come from her. It's just astonishing. Jesus says, is my little newborn of the divine will, the firstborn of the divine will, next to Jesus and Mary. So these rounds that God is going to give us, we're going to learn how to pray the way Jesus prayed. What is that? Let's look at creation. In creation, every leaf on a tree, every blade of grass, every grain of sand, every drop of water is an I love you to us from the Father. And when we begin to live in the divine will, we begin to hear, not with our ear, but with our heart, mind, and soul, hear the I love yous in creation from every leaf on a tree. Hear the I love yous of every drop of water. Hear the I love yous. And what happens is we become like Adam, adoring God and loving God and praising God and thanking God. As the waves go in, as the waves go out, we breathe in this divine I love you. We breathe out this divine I love you. But it's Jesus in us that's doing it. The new Adam in us is doing this. The new Eve is doing this. Mary. This is what they breathe with Louisa. This new and divine way of holiness is to be so one with Jesus and Mary that your heartbeat is Jesus' beating in your heart beating. Your breath is Jesus breathing in your breathing. Your step is Jesus stepping in your stepping. As you learn to pray the rounds, everything changes for you. Everything. So everywhere and asking that the kingdom might come soon and become known, they shall find what you have suffered, Louisa, to obtain, Louisa, for them. Louisa didn't eat, drink, or sleep. Why? For us. We couldn't do that. But she did it. And she did it for us. He's, for them is such a great good how they must conduct themselves. That doesn't mean you don't eat, drink, or sleep. But to conduct yourself is to fall in love with Jesus. What do you do when you're in front of the Blessed Sacrament? Are you reading a book? Think about it. If you go to your grandmother's house, if she was still alive, would you walk in and say, "Hi, Graham, how you doing?" For an hour, my hour's up, I can go, "Bye, Graham, see you later." That's not love. When you go in front of the Blessed Sacrament, fall in love with Jesus. How do you fall in love with Jesus? By falling in love with Jesus. It's not a place to read a book. It's to fall in love with our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our King. This is what he showed Louisa. Louisa fell in love with Jesus at a very early age. And when you go to Corrado, where her tomb is now at the, near the high altar, there's a little square in the ground. That's where she knelt every time as a little girl, adoring God and loving God and praising God and thanking God and glorifying God and worshiping God. That's why it says we're going to learn how to conduct ourselves. We're going to learn what we must do. And we will have free access to live in it. The evil one is not going to bother us. Therefore, it is necessary to make everything known so that my kingdom may be all accomplished and that nothing may be lacking to it, either the greatness or the small, greatest or the smallest things. Now think about this. When I first heard it, I go, what? All the martyrdoms of all the saints combined cannot produce one eye blink of Louisa. Why? They did the martyrdom in the human will. Louisa has Jesus blinking in her blinking. That's Jesus doing that. That's greater than all the martyrdoms of all the saints combined. So you get a glimpse of what Jesus is calling us to do. When we learn how to pray the rounds, it's not the prayers of the saints. They led us to this point by doing the will of God. Now Jesus is going to teach us how to live in the will of God and to receive the divine inheritance of the Father. So Jesus says this. He says, therefore, it is necessary to make everything known so that my kingdom may have all complete. Nothing may be lacking to it. The greatest or the smallest thing, blinking of an eye. So that certain things that to you may seem small may be a divine rock transforming into a most pure gold. See, it's going from earth to heaven. What we do on earth is nothing. But when we do it one with Jesus, it's divine. Jesus in us is doing it. I'm not doing a divine act. Jesus in me is doing it. It's me getting out of the way and saying, Lord, you be the Lord of my life. You be the King of my life. You be the Master of my life. Blink in my blinking. Dance in my dancing. Sing in my singing. And it shall form power of the foundations of the kingdom of my supreme will. After this, I was thinking to myself, my sweet Jesus sings so much the praises of the happiness of the kingdom of the supreme fiat, yet he himself, who is the very divine will, and my celestial mother Mary, who possesses this divine will as whole, are not happy on earth. We're not happy on earth. Rather, they were the ones who suffered the most. And even myself, he says, that I'm the firstborn daughter of his divine will. Yet he has kept me for 43 years or more confined to in a bed. Jesus says, I have nailed you to a bed. It is the immense difference between the one who must form the good of the kingdom and must receive it, the form of the kingdom, in order to enjoy it. When I called you, Louisa, to the state of victim, I asked you if voluntarily you would accept this victimhood. And you, with full will, accepted and pronounced the fiat. Yes. Sometimes passed, and I repeated to you my refrain. If you wanted to live in the divine will, with my divine will, and you repeated the fiat, yes, that regenerating you to a new life, that word regeneration is essential. God is going to regenerate us. What he has planned for us is this body. I mean, we're going to get new bodies, you know. This body is food for worms. If we could, in the new era that's coming, look at our bodies, this body, we would say we were living dead compared to the abundant life that Jesus now has given us. I mean, even in a coffin, they try to make people look alive. Doesn't he look good? Well, he looks pretty dead to me. What did Pope Francis say? One of the first things he said. He says, we spend more money on makeup than nuclear weapons. More money on makeup. How do I look? I show pictures of me when I was younger, and most people say, what the heck happened to you? It's a riot. It's the new era. We're going to be eternally young. See, this isn't the end of the world. It's world without end. You have to remember this. Lucifer lies, and he's a murderer, Jesus said, from the beginning. And you can see what's happening in the world today. He thinks he's won. He hasn't. He's failed. The 6,000 years is over. We've entered the 7,000th year. St. Padre Pio said about Luisa, the world and the church will focus on Luisa Picaretta in the third millennium. That this new and divine way of holiness is coming that's going to astonish the world. This regeneration, write that word, put it on your mirror. We're going to be regenerated to a new and divine life. The life that Adam had before the fall. And it's made you, Luisa, its daughter, and giving you, Luisa, the office and the pains that befit it for the fulfillment of the kingdom, the supreme fiat. My daughter, voluntary pains have such power over divinity as to have the strength, the empire, to tear the womb of the celestial father. What does that mean? Give birth. Making seas of graces overflow, flowing the triumph of the supreme majesty, and in the triumph of the creature who possesses this empire of her voluntary pains. Therefore, both for the great portent of redemption, and for the great prodigy of the kingdom of my fiat, voluntary pains were needed. Who did it? Jesus, Mary, and Luisa. I get a sliver and people will know about it. I mean, nobody wants to, ow. She was silent. Father Bucci would tell us that when she suffered, she never let on that she was suffering. She was always peaceful, always joyful. Always happy. If I don't have my coffee, I'm not the nicest person in the world. She's done it. And this is why we're going to learn how to respond properly, as Jesus did. Because she did the same. She did the life of Jesus and Mary. Yes, that's Luisa. She's the firstborn. She's the newborn. It's not about being good and holy and saintly. That's volume 1 through volume 10. You have to have that. But it's what the priest does every day at Holy Mass, putting the drop of water into the chalice. May we share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. This is voluntary pains were needed. Pains of office that were to be animated by a divine will and holding empire over God and over humanity. It's everything has changed now. We're going to go back to where Adam was before the fall. This is not about just being good and holy and saintly. It's about ultimately sharing in divinity. That drop of water that's put in the chalice isn't oil and water. It doesn't separate. That drop of water becomes wine. We're going to share in the divinity of Christ. Not that we're not going to become gods, but we're going to be in God's image and likeness again. Therefore, Jesus says, they were to give great good that their office enclosed. Therefore, my praised happiness of the kingdom of the divine fiat does not clash, as you say, just because I was the divine will itself. So what is the divine will? It's Jesus. It's Jesus. And I did suffer. And just as I have kept you in bed for so long, one who must form a good, a kingdom must do one thing, suffer, prepare, and the necessary things and conquer God in order to obtain it. Those who must receive it must do something else. That is, we are to receive it. We are to appreciate it. We are to be grateful to the one who has battled and suffered. And after winning, gives us his conquest. That's Jesus. That's Mary. And now it's little Luisa for the kingdom. Therefore, the kingdom of my divine will in the midst of creatures shall bring the echo of the happiness of heaven, because one shall be the will that must reign and dominate, and one, both one and the other. See, it's God and man are going to be one again. This is why Jesus calls heaven the wedding feast. God came to earth to find a bride to marry, and it's us. He's going to marry the church collectively, but each and every one of us are going to marry Jesus individually. That's one of the reasons we wear the ring, the wedding ring, to remind us that our spouse is our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our King. We're to be one with him. We're to trust in him, believe in him, hope in him, have confidence in him. And just as my holy humanity was formed from the most pure blood of the crucified heart of Mary, the sovereign queen, and redemption was formed by my continuous crucifixion, and on Calvary I placed the seal of the cross on the kingdom of the redeemed ones, in the same way, the kingdom of the supreme fiat shall come out of a crucified heart. That's Luisa's. Wait till you find out about Luisa. As my will, crucifying yours, Luisa, shall issue its kingdom and happiness for the children of the kingdom. This is why I, God, have called you from the to the state of victim. I, God, always spoke to you, Luisa, about crucifixion, and you thought it was the crucifixion of hands and feet. And I let you run in this crucifixion, but it was not this one. It would not have been enough to make my kingdom come out. The complete and continuous crucifixion of my divine will in your whole being, Luisa, was needed. And this was precisely what I intended to speak to you about, that your human will would undergo a continuous crucifixion of my holy divine will in order to issue the kingdom of the supreme fiat. So we'll end there. We'll be back in 15 minutes in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.